A seafood platter in New Orleans is usually a feast of the familiar. An abundant pile of fried shrimp and oysters and catfish, maybe with a crab cake along for the ride if you're at the right joint. But lately, I've been digging into a different sort of seafood platter. These look a lot like the meat boards and charcuterie platters that are practically a given at so many restaurants now. But these in particular are composed entirely of seafood. There might be prosciutto and pate and salami, but it's all made from various shrimp, fish, oysters, and crab. I've had head cheese made from octopus, even tasso made from gar. You can call it seafood charcuterie, and more examples are surfacing. At a handful of New Orleans restaurants, you can even find entire spreads of this seafood charcuterie. Big tasting boards dressed up with pickles and mustards, breads and crackers, just like their meat charcuterie cousins. One example is Palace Cafe on Canal Street. This restaurant has a new charcuterie kitchen built right into its bar, and it's been producing both meat and seafood delicacies. Here's an example, rillettes. These are usually made by cooking pork in lard, but here it's bits of tuna cooked in olive oil and mixed with seasoning for a chunky spread. There's seafood sausage made from shrimp and smoked redfish turned into a smooth, creamy mousse. And Palace Cafe is where I found that octopus head cheese, cut into blocky slices to stack on crusty baguette for briny, savory bites. Another spot making seafood charcuterie its calling card is Kingfish, the modern Cajun restaurant in the French Quarter. Order a board here and you might get crawfish boudin, lemonfish prosciutto, a creamy terrine of catfish and herbs and radishes, and various seafood dips arrayed like so much pate. Redfish Grill on Bourbon Street also has its own ever-changing seafood charcuterie board, running through slices of marinated pepper-spiked pompano, clutches of pickled shrimp, and even fish jerky. If some of this sounds offbeat and unfamiliar, well, that's par for the tasting board course. This format is meant to encourage sampling, just like those meat platters you see everywhere. Now, one reason why you see meat charcuterie so often is that it can be very profitable for the restaurants. Apply some labor and skill and time, and a kitchen can turn offcuts and stray bits into something customers will eagerly pay for. There's nothing wrong with that. And there's the all-around upside of using more of the animal, nose-to-tail style. The same applies to seafood charcuterie, and here's to hoping New Orleans gets more of it. The sourcing can be close to home with all the Gulf catch we have at arm's reach. And I know New Orleans chefs can expand the possibilities here once they get cooking. So, if you're presented with a platter of salami and sausage that happens to be made from seafood instead of pork, give it a whirl. In its principles, in its techniques, and in the pleasure it brings on the plate, you'll see the similarities to charcuterie are more than fin deep. You can find details for all the places I just mentioned online at wwno.org.